In today's gospel, Christ teaches his unity with the Father and the Spirit in the work of salvation. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all the truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take for what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Most of us here don't remember the day of our baptism, I don't think. But on that day, we were caught up into the life of the Holy Trinity. On that day when we were baptized, when that water was poured over us, or when we were plunged into the water, the priest or the deacon said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we were caught up at that point, incorporated into the life of the Trinity itself. The love the Father has for the Son and the Spirit, and they have mutually for one another, we were caught up in that love, in that life, caught up into the unity of the Trinity. And on that day, we became brothers and sisters of every other baptized person in the whole history of the world. Every other person who was baptized and caught up into that life became our brother and sister, our spiritual brother and sister. And we became mutually responsible for one another. Because God doesn't save us alone. He saves us together. We save one another. Christ saves us through one another. And that's why we are brothers and sisters of today, as we gather here, of every other baptized person in the world. And responsible for every other baptized person in the world. That's why every year, every parish of the diocese is asked to entertain how we can support the missions, support the growing churches in the third world, our brothers and sisters there. Today, we're very fortunate to have with us a sister of missionary sister of the Holy Rosary. And she's going to speak to us a bit now about the work of that community and ask for our support, our prayers, and our material support insofar as we can. So I'm very happy to welcome Sister Rose Farron among us. Sister?
Good afternoon, everybody.
Sister Rose.
And thank you, Bishop, for that kind introduction. I'm happy to be with you. I'm a missionary sister of the Holy Rosary. We are an international congregation, which means our sisters come from different countries in Africa, from the US, Canada, England, and Ireland. Our mother house is in Dublin. We were founded by an Irish bishop about 100 years ago, and he was the first bishop of a country called Nigeria. And one of his priorities for mission was to form good Christian families. And he knew for that to happen, he would have to educate girls. So we were founded to educate girls in Nigeria. Our primary missions are in 9 countries in Africa and in Brazil, and we have ministries in the U.S. and in Ireland. We're mainly involved in healthcare, education, pastor work, and community development. And we focus in working on collaboration with the most vulnerable, with children, women, with the elderly, not only caring for their urgent immediate needs, like food and health care, but also concerned about human rights, justice, and peace where we live and work. So I'd like to give you just a little idea of what we're doing in our missions. In Liberia, which is a country in West Africa where our sisters were working in when the crisis of the Ebola virus was evident, we have a literacy program. And there, our sisters advocate with the people on issues such as protecting the land rights of the people in that country. In Brazil, Sister Helen and Augustina, in their social pastoral ministry, work in solidarity with vulnerable women, including women in situations of prostitution and homelessness. In Sierra Leone, our sisters work in what's called the Fullness of Life program for children, and they address the issues of teenage pregnancy and child marriage. We have countless schools throughout Africa, one particularly in the country called Cameroon for the deaf. And unfortunately, there's a civil war in that country at the moment, and the sisters are having difficulty even getting food for the children in the boarding school. One of the challenges we have is our women are still dying in childbirth. So in Nigeria, we have Sister Seraphine. She's a midwife, and she conducts antenatal clinics in the villages, educating the women on the need of a safe delivery. We have several hospitals and health centers, and my last mission was in Ghana, West Africa, where we started a Holy Rosary Health Center in a very rural area. And our newest mission is in Johannesburg, South Africa, and there we work with others, assisting refugees. I'm a Canadian and presently living in Philadelphia. I recently came back from West Africa after being on mission there for 30 years. My role as a missionary is primarily to evangelize. And you may ask, well, what does that mean? And really what it means is making Jesus known and loved. And that's the role we all have. And we do that by sharing our faith with others, by the witness of our life in kind and caring service, and listening to and dialoguing with our brothers and sisters, those from different cultures, different faiths, different spiritualities. And as Pope Francis has said recently, when we're looking at the whole process of synodality, to listen to the most vulnerable, the homeless, refugees, those who are suffering from addiction. And lastly, to build bridges of justice and peace so that all might be free from oppressive situations. Our Holy Rosary Health Center in Ghana is in a very, very remote area. We don't have many priests, and most of our priests are in the urban areas. So it gave me the responsibility, the privilege of going into villages with lay catechists and being able to preach the good news of the gospel. And in doing that, I got to know the Ghanaian people very well. I was touched by their care of each other and their strong belief in a good and kind God. They became my family. The Ghanaian people were God's gift to me. They taught me how to know and love Jesus. In an essence, they evangelized me, because missionary life is a mutual blessing, a giving and a receiving. By God's grace, I'm also a medical doctor, and I thank God for having the privilege of ministering to many of my people in mission. When I come to the States and people find out I'm a doctor, the next question is, well, what's your specialty? I was trained in Canada as a family doctor, but in Africa, you're kind of the jack of all trades. So you do what's needed. And I even perfected the skill of doing surgery with a flashlight when the generator in the hospital decided to break down. But my main interest was treating severely malnourished children. My first mission was in Sierra Leone in 1986. And at that time, many of the severely malnourished children were dying. But I had the privilege to work with international nutritionists developing a program for these children. And when that protocol was put in place, these children started to survive by God's grace. But I needed to ask myself, why were children malnourished in the first place? Why are children getting malnourished? So we developed a community-based nutrition program. We got on our motorcycles, went into our boats, went to the various communities. We worked with the community and local government, educating the people about proper feeding of children, improving access to health care and safe drinking water, and starting community farms. And another important component of that program was conducting education sessions on the basic human rights of children so that the community members could become the voice for their children, advocating for change and challenging the unjust practices that neglect the care of children. Because as religious today, it's necessary to medically treat people, that's very important, but it's equally, if not even more important, to empower people to take responsibility for their own health. Because without that, nothing really will change. Perhaps the most important thing I want to share with you today, and it was something that Bishop Christian alluded to, is that we are all missionaries. We all have a role in the universal mission of the Church. And today we celebrate the feast of the Most Blessed Trinity, that most loving, intimate relationship between the Father, Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we celebrate their oneness, their unity, which they share with us as a pure gift. And by that same love given to us, we are graced to be a gift to each other in loving service. We heard last week in Pentecost that Jesus sent the disciples out. We too are sent out to participate in Christ's mission of love. You don't have to travel to West Africa like I did. For some reason, God sent me there because mission is on your doorstep. Sometimes it's costly. Sometimes it's not easy to love one another. But I can tell you from my experience that after weeks of caring for a malnourished child, to finally see the smile on their face and the sight of hope in the eyes of the mother, it is all worth it. And that is resurrection. So I say, let's not miss the grace that is being offered to us today of allowing the love of the Trinity to renew our hearts, because the world needs renewed hearts today. Our common mission is to care for each other, not only here in Nashua, for we are a global people. We are called to be united, to be one within the human family. And as our Catholic social teaching says, if one of our brothers or sisters suffers, we also suffer. When one of us is in need, we all are in need, and that is solidarity. And that is what you have here, being good stewards. And we don't have to go far to see how dependent we are on each other. The war in Ukraine has affected us here. So you can imagine how it has challenged the people with whom we serve in mission, who I think are now being forgotten. So I come today asking for your assistance. $25 will pay for the complete treatment of a severely malnourished child. including community-based care. $1 a day will feed a child in the school for the deaf in Cameroon. We depend on funds from the propagation of the faith and the generosity of God's people like yourself, our fellow missionaries, to enable us to spread the good news, to meet the needs of our brothers and sisters, to support our sisters on mission in Africa and Brazil. And for the young women who want to enter Holy Rosary, for their formation, and also for the care of our aging sisters. In conclusion, I ask for your prayers. In our missions, three of the countries where we work presently have war. And one of our sisters was kidnapped last year. She is safe now. So I ask you to pray for not only our missionaries, but missionaries around the world, that they would be safe and protected. And we pray for through the intercession of Saint Joseph to bring peace into our hearts and peace into our world. I thank you for listening, and may God bless us all. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Rose. I had breakfast this morning with Sister Rose, and we were chatting about a number of different things, and just amazing to me to think, 30 years in Ghana. She spent 30 years in the country of Ghana. Well, imagine the number of people she touched and her other sisters, and the way the faith in Africa is blossoming. Faith, we look at our own country and see people who don't go to church. In Africa, it's just the opposite, huh? Because of people like Sister Rose. And again, think of her sister missionary who was put herself in harm's way, was kidnapped doing the Lord's work. So this is what we're asked to support. So at the time that the collection is normally taken up today, we will take up a collection in church. That collection will be for Sister Rose and her missionaries. Our regular collection, as you know, is out in the gathering space. So I'd ask you to be as generous as you can, because remember, we are all responsible for one another. And the least of our brothers or sisters, it should be our greatest concern.